Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire.
Another edition of IMAC here on Saturday night, August 10. I'm your host, McCorley Matthew. As usual, my co-host on the other line, Will, Willie Boy Remote. What's up? How's it going, Will?
I'm doing all right. What's up, Mac? How you all doing out there in the radio world?
Going good. Usual Saturday night. Not many things to talk about. Just going to talk about some entertainment news tonight. And if you guys want to call in, feel free to call the guest call-in number at 646-721-9904. So I want to get it started heard this past week that one of the Kardashian sisters, Kourtney Kardashian, there's a male model who claims he had unprotected sex with her back in 2009. And he claims that Kardashian's 3-year-old son, Mason, is his son and not Scott Disick's.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So the male model is, he filed a paternity lawsuit for joint custody, and you know, now there's going to be a paternity test. You know, it might be on Maury, for all we know. And so he's going to take that test, and Kourtney Kardashian is going to have the test also. And we're going to find out once and for all who is the father of this kid. And now let's not get it twisted here, because Kourtney Kardashian, she had this affair. Well, she had sex with this guy while she and Scott were separated briefly in 2009.
So that was confirmed? That was confirmed before that?
Well, that's what...
That's what he's speculating.
Well, that's what Courtney's allegedly saying. And that's
so
what the legal docs are saying.
So Courtney admits that she did know that guy like that?
Well, they do know him. She has that she knows him, but she's saying the accusations... It's false.
Hmm.
So, her attorney is saying that, of course. I mean, she's not saying it directly.
Right.
She hasn't even talked about, you know, this yet. But the attorney is saying that, you know, what this male model is saying is false and defamatory. So, you know, this is going to go to court now, and, you know, they're going to find out after this paternity test whether the guy is a liar or he's telling the truth.
Yep. Like you said, they're going to be on Maury.
Yeah. Going to be another episode of Maury Povich.
And if
Kardashian edition.
If he's not the father, he's going to do a cartwheel.
I mean, if he is the father, I mean, he can get a lot of money. He could, like, sue her again for child support.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, she makes a lot of money. But when I examine the pictures of Kardashian's son and their second child, you know, the second child that she had with Scott. I mean, they both look alike.
Mm-hmm.
The brother and sister. And they both look like Scott. They don't look like this male model. So I think this model is, he just wants something out of it.
Right.
Most likely money.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah, and attention, of course.
Yep.
And, you know, he claimed when he was very graphic when he described his encounter with Kourtney also. He's like, I ejaculated inside her vagina. Very graphic. You know, he could have just said, you know, we had unprotected sex. He could have stopped right there.
Pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was trying to get.
Exactly. But he has to get into graphic detail. But we'll see, man. It's always something going on with these Kardashians.
Yep.
Always some kind of rumor that their boyfriend or husband is cheating on them, or, you know.
Yep.
Maybe the guys that are with them are gold diggers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then again, the guys that they're with are pretty rich themselves. I mean, Kanye West, he's rich.
And you know, like he's in the song. He ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Yeah, well, always something with the Kardashians, so we'll see what happened with that. And in another lawsuit, another court hearing, Usher and his ex-wife, Tamika Foster, his ex-wife took him to court because she's looking to get primary custody of their 5-year-old son.
Right.
And this past week, the 5-year-old son almost drowned while he was in the custody of his aunt. And, you know, the 5-year-old son somehow was swimming in the pool and his arm stuck in the drain. And, you know, the Usher's aunt called 911. And luckily, you know, 911 came and, there were some maintenance people there or people doing some construction at the house. They managed to save the child from the pool. And then 911 came and, you know, they took the kid to the hospital, he was placed in the ICU, but it looks like he's doing okay right now. So nothing tragic happened, as opposed to what happened last year when Usher's ex-wife's son died in a skiing accident, I think, right? In a water ski accident or something like that.
Yeah,
last year,
something like that.
Yeah, so but this time around there wasn't any type of tragedy. So luckily the child was saved and he's doing good right now. He's back home, I hear.
Yeah, this you know, people when they have pools, they need to put the covering on the drain. You know,
exactly, man. And you gotta watch the kids.
Oh yeah.
You gotta at least swim with the kids if you're gonna be in the pool. You know.
Yeah.
And so Tamika Foster, she took Usher to court, and she was looking to seek primary custody, and also used that incident with her 5-year-old son as one of the main reasons that Usher shouldn't have full custody of the son. But the judge looks like he dismissed the request, so looks like she's not going to get custody of the child. And then the classy move after the judge dismissed the request. She started crying, and Usher, as a classy guy he is, he went up to her and hugged her, you know. He's a good guy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, you know, even though she lost the request, you know, she was crying, Usher, you know, decided to give her a hug anyway. And so, you know, after all of this, after all this mess that's been going on, with this feud between him and her and the near death of this 5-year-old kid, you know, you just have to put things to rest and just get along as a family, you know?
Exactly.
For the sake of their children, I mean, for Christ's sake.
Yep. Exactly.
So, hopefully, you know, they'll put this behind them and, you know, just move on with their lives and just act as a responsible adults.
Yep.
Just look after their children, man. Can't have any more accidents. That's for sure. And moving on, another feud that's been going on is Terrence Howard and his ex-wife. You heard about this?
No, I haven't heard about this.
His ex-wife, Michelle Gent, who is pretty good looking. She's a pretty hot, I think she's Hispanic. She claims that Terrence Howard allegedly punched her in the face and grabbed her in the neck and threw her against the wall.
Wow.
And she's suing him now for abuse. But Terrence Howard is saying that, you know, his ex-wife attacked him and pepper sprayed him and his child. And he said she threatened him and sent him text messages saying that she would kill him. So now they're going to court. Michelle got a temporary restraining order Tuesday. So, and Terrence, I think he's countersuing her or something. But it's a crazy story, man.
Wow.
It's a crazy story. Like, they even have a picture of on TMZ.com. They have a picture of the ex-wife with a black eye.
Wow.
Yeah, allegedly this fight happened during a trip last week to Costa Rica.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not true. Hopefully, you know, she's making it up, because...
She did text him that she is crazy, and she went to an institution recently. So she might be a little crazy, but... I mean, she has a black eye, so something had to... I mean, someone hit her in the eye.
Exactly.
Can't be a ghost.
Unless if it's like Dirty Harry, you know, when that guy who, you know, that criminal who had beef with Dirty Harry, he purposely, like, paid somebody to beat him up.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff like that, somebody had to do that to her, for sure.
Well, I mean, they got into a fight, that we know that, you know? A fight did happen while they were in Costa Rica, but what happened, we don't know. You know, again, She did say that she did panic and pepper spray him, but that but she said that's after he started beating up on her, and he walked over to a bedside table where he kept two curved knives, 4 to 6 inches in length.
Wow.
So
a messed up
crazy story. Yeah. Crazy story.
Man.
So
guess we'll find out more about this story in the future.
Yeah, man. Girls, like, you got. I mean, I don't know, like, her history. I mean, she's hot. She's definitely a good-looking girl, but, you know, she could be crazy for all we know. I mean,
This is news to me, so this is just,
You got to be careful with some of these girls, man. Some of these girls, they could be the nicest, the hot-looking girls. Yeah. But then when you get to know them, you start seeing the real. The you know, their personality starts to come out, and you start seeing the character flaws that you didn't see initially when you met them,
or they kept it from you. Not saying that not saying necessarily this is what happened, but generally speaking,
Bitches are crazy these days, man. Bitches are crazy these days.
Chicks are, you know, they're deceptive. I'm not necessarily saying this is the lady because we don't know the whole story, but you know. There are some ladies who are
cuckoo. Yeah.
I'm sure some ladies out there are going to say there's some dudes, deceptive too. So, to be fair, they are right too.
Shit. It sounds like some flavor of love.
Yeah.
Fuck of love chicks, you know? Bad girls type chicks, you know?
Yeah, true. That's true.
You got to be careful with these girls, man.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them can be cuckoo.
Is there
ever seen? Go ahead.
Reason why 50% of these marriage recently end in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be careful who you married.
Yep. You ever seen that show Snap on Oxygen?
I think I've seen some of it. But
I mean,
all
these stories are the same. I don't watch it, but I've seen, like, snippets of it.
Yeah.
You know? And, like...
I myself as well.
You're lying. You watch the whole season.
No, I never seen it. My mom watched, you know, like, true story stuff like that. So that's how I've seen some of it. Me, personally, I like, you know, like, fictional stuff, sci-fi, and action stuff. But, you know, I have seen some of it.
Yeah, me too. I've seen, like, parts of it and, like... It's always the same. It's always some wife killing her husband.
Yeah.
You know? After, you know, and she claims the husband abused her or...
Cheated on her. Stuff
cheated
like
on her. Yep.
I mean, that's how all those Lifetime movies are. You know, either the chick, you know, goes crazy and kills him, or the guy is crazy and he kills her.
Mm-hmm.
All these type of drama stuff. I mean, they're so depressing. I mean...
Cheers.
That's why I don't really watch those stuff, to be honest with you.
And, you know, these shows are giving women some ideas.
For real. Especially if they're crazy.
Yeah. So these shows are not helping us guys at all. Gotta be careful, guys. Crazy women out there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're cheating on your girl, make sure you... Keep all your text messages private. Lock your phone. You know, don't go out late night so she suspects anything. You know,
even better advice: don't cheat on your women. One, it's wrong, and two, you don't want to end up on the news on the receiving end of a woman scorn.
Yeah, man. Because girls
so don't do it.
Shit, when girls go crazy, they go Tasmanian devil.
You would be hearing that Tasmania theme song.
Tasmania. We mean you. Gotta be careful, man.
Mm-hmm.
And another story, Oprah. She got she went to Switzerland.
Oh yeah, I heard about this one.
She was in Zurich to attend Tina Turner's wedding, and she walked into one of these upscale boutiques. and mm-hmm. she noticed a $4,000 handbag. And mm-hmm. when she asked the shop assistant to see it, the shop assistant refused. And she was like, this is out of your price. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I don't think you could afford it, or something like that.
It was like a $40,000 thing or $38,000 bag or something like that.
Yeah, but that's racist, man.
Yeah. But Oprah wiped her booty with purses like that.
That's a penny for Oprah, man.
It is. Shoot. Man, Oprah's so rich. Excuse me, don't ask her for loans. Shoot.
It's messed up, man. And the Oprah left the store, you know, and she was really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how did the shopping system not know who that was? I mean, I thought Oprah's known worldwide.
Yeah, but apparently Switzerland don't give Oprah a show somehow. I don't.
Oh, weird.
That was the example, but see, that's what happened. You don't disrespect people like that. See,
mm-hmm.
that does seem, you know, kind of racist. I mean, I don't know the lady, so I can't throw the race card, but that don't, you know, that does seem kind of racist. I mean,
it is.
It does seem that way. I can't, you know, I can't say 100% because, you know, I don't know the lady, but.
It is racist. I mean, how can you assume that a person can't afford it?
Yeah. At least I believe go to the checking counter and see if she can afford it or not.
Yeah.
You don't just say to a potential customer, oh, I'm not going to show it to you because I don't think you can afford it. What the hell is that about?
Fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have bun in the store either.
That would have left.
Why should I put your kids through college when you disrespect me like that?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And the Switzerland National Tourism Board, on their Twitter account, they apologized to Oprah, saying that we are very sorry for what happened. And they feel bad.
Well, I can't say it to me and you because we wouldn't be buying purses and. But if it was something else, you know, I don't know, so a video game system, I don't know, something,
yeah.
I don't know what the hell we could buy over there, but a Swiss Miss chocolate, I don't know, chocolate box, I don't know, for $40,000 or whatever, you know. You can't be disrespecting people like that. You don't know how much they have.
You can't. You can't. It's fucked up.
That's straight up messed up right there.
Oprah could buy the whole country if she wanted to.
Probably could.
I think like $77 million a year.
Shoot.
She could buy the whole country, man.
But she could. I don't think anybody would stop her too.
Oh,
call it own town. But seriously, man, that is straight up disrespectful.
It is, man.
There's no way you
don't want to go to Switzerland anytime soon.
Oh yeah, back to my point because I lost my train of thought. Like if that happened to, you know, me and you, a scenario like that, you know, or anybody, a regular, you know, Joe, you know, this story wouldn't even make news.
It wouldn't.
You wouldn't care because, you know, stuff like this happening all the time.
Exactly.
You know, when people don't know people, they just make assumptions and think the worst of people.
Man, and I was thinking of going to Switzerland, too.
I guess now you got to cancel your flight now.
I was going to go for the fine Switzerland girls, but forget it now.
Now they got to come to America now. Now they got to take the trip to come see you instead.
And finally, yeah, I want to talk about a commercial that's been getting me on my nerves.
Oh, I know what song you're talking about. The commercial they keep airing every 5 seconds. What?
Oh, yeah.
The word is spreading.
Because we're stronger than the storm.
You bet we are.
shit gets me on my nerves.
You know what's the worst thing about the commercial? They can't act for nothing. They can't act for nothing. It's like if you listen to them, like you're listening to them on the radio right now, it sounds like you're listening to like a bad 40s or 50s like radio broadcast.
It is, man.
Hey, Johnny, it looks like the storm. It looks like the New Jersey's getting back together again.
You betcha.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on.
It was stronger than the storm.
We get it. You know what I'm saying? We get it. I mean, you know, we understand, you know. You know what happened
man.
With this stuff, and then you know they're trying to get, you know, they're trying to get businesses back together. You know, I'm down with that. I'm cool with that. You know, but come on, man, the commercial's on every time.
It's so annoying, man. It's on like every 5 minutes or so.
I know. We get it. You're stronger than the storm. We get the
picture. Yeah, we get it already. I mean, come on. I mean, we get that New Jersey is a strong state, and you're recovering from this Hurricane Sandy, but. Your commercial is just annoying the shit out of us.
I know.
Jesus. And you know how much they spent on that commercial?
What you said?
You know how much money was spent on that commercial?
$5?
$2 million. Governor Christie spent $2 million.
Wow. A $2 million commercial where it looked like they just, you know, they just had random people that went
mm-hmm.
into the park for like 5 minutes or so, and just said, hey, let's just talk randomly. Hey, don't you think New Jersey's getting better? You bet it is. And if you spent $2 million on that, you only have one setting. You were just at the beach. It's not like they had different, settings in the thing.
Man.
It was like a 20-second commercial? How did you spend $2
million? It's like a 30-second commercial, yeah. It's not even a 1 minute.
$2 million on the commercial.
Man, that $2 million should have gone to the victims of Hurricane Sandy, for real.
For real? You're joking. You're joking. They seriously spent $2 million.
$2 million to produce that commercial.
If you told me they spent $200, I would believe
$2. $2 would have been good, but $2 million.
Yeah. $2, fine. You know, he just got, you know, get his friends or random people on the beach and say, hey, you want to do something for New Jersey? You know, support, you know, the cause, fine. $2 million?
This is why New Jersey is not a likable state. I mean, for that, for these types of things, this is why people around the world don't like New Jersey.
Well, I mean, you can't blame New Jersey just because the New Jersey
it's
people.
It's always New Jersey's fault.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in New Jersey doing the Axis commercial. They didn't take a survey. Hey, we're thinking of making this Shark in the Storm commercial. It might be a little cheesy, but what do
well,
you think?
Well, hey, Governor Christie has made them guilty by association. So this represents all of New Jersey right now.
So which one do you think is the worst thing to happen to Jersey? Jersey Shore or this commercial?
This commercial?
I disagree with that. The heart was in the right place, but they need to come up with a new commercial.
Yeah, seriously, man. I'm tired of seeing you on TV, man. I'm going to buy a shotgun and shoot the TV next time. But anyway, any last thoughts, Will?
Wow, how can I top that? Basically, if you enjoyed this show, come back every Saturday at 11 p.m. Check this show out. I'm Mac, of course, with the host, Macaulay Matthew. And then tomorrow, every Sunday at 6 p.m., check out my show, Sports Urban Legends.
Peace. Yep. Check out Will's show, Sports Urban Legends, at 6 p.m. on Sundays. And as usual, check out my show here, Saturdays 11. So from me, I'm Mac, Macaulay Matthew, and my co-host Will, Woolly Boy Ramo. See you next week.